I didn't expect you to call. Not 8 o'clock already, is it? Okay. Get you. All early. Are you okay? Well, it's just normally your big smiles and happy to see me whenever you video call me. You just look a bit preoccupied, that's all. Well, you usually have a glint in your eye, you know, and you just seem a bit deflated, I guess. It's nothing. I noticed it when I said hi there. It's getting you down, isn't it? Yeah. No, I get it. It's been the same with me this week. It's hard to really keep positive when you just get the feeling that it's going forever. I want to know when I can next get you in my arms. That's all I want. Not having that answer, it's tough. Yeah, it's very, very tough. You know what? I could try something if you want. Something to calm you down, maybe. I mean, it might not be fantastic, it might not work, but could try. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised you said yes. I thought you'd joke and say that maybe I'm not exactly a guru at meditation, but sure, okay, let's give this a go. Okay, so close your eyes. Yes, I'm aware that you can't see me, but that's kind of the point, you doof. Yeah, you doof, short for doofus. And if you look up the dictionary definition of doofus, you will see that there's an illustration of your face right next to it. That gorgeous face. Anyway, your eyes are closed. How many fingers am I holding up? Yep. Wasn't holding up any, but that's just because you know what I'm like. Okay. What I want you to do is to breathe in really slowly and breathe out really slowly. But pay attention to just your breath. Feel it going in and feel your breath going out. And in your head, you can even start counting slowly. Take a breath in, two, three, and take a breath out, two, three. You can just keep going like that, slowly, and you can feel your heart rate go slower and your heart calms down. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm too far away to deal with any sort of cardiac issues, and I don't want the panic of trying to get all the way over there to you. and having to explain to a police officer why I'm speeding. So instead, we'll go with the easy option of bringing that heart rate back down. I can see that smile. It's working. Yeah, it's working. So, next thing I want you to do is I want you to repeat three lines as mantras. Just something to put your mind at ease. Okay? So while you're breathing in and out slowly, I want you to repeat in your head, I am safe, I am well, I am fortunate. I am safe, I am well, I am fortunate. Because we are. As much as it feels that when we're on our own in this small space and with little opportunity to go outside, it may feel like every little thing, it becomes a catastrophe times 10. But the truth is, it's not a huge issue. It's not a huge calamity. It just feels that way because we don't have much preoccupying our mind. And it means every little thing becomes a bigger problem than it should. But we're fortunate because we are safe and we are well and we have roofs over our heads and we can video call each other. Our families are doing well, and as much as we're bored out of our skull most days, we can have food in our plates and roofs over our heads and good health. And we can't ask for any more than that. So it doesn't matter what our bosses say or what our worries are for when this is all over. It doesn't matter. What matters is here. And I've got you. And whether you like it or not, you've got me. And because your eyes are closed, you can't see me smiling. Ha! Yes, I suppose you can open your eyes. So, did that work? Kinda. Ooh. High praise. So, when I open my Highland retreat for meditation and just general calm, I can put at the bottom a review. Her boyfriend says it kinda worked. I feel that has a ring to it. Yeah, it has a ring to it. I mean, people will be looking at it as possible holiday destination and they'll just read kinda and just go, ooh, that's exactly what we need. Something that kinda works. I know. I'm winding you up. It's so easy. So easy to do it with you. Because you just don't know if I'm joking or not. But yeah, all the stuff I said before, I'm not joking about that. And you can call me anytime. You know you can. I know I rib you about it being not 8 o'clock, but we just kind of had a routine on the go. I never lived by a routine anyway, so it was a bit of a culture shock. But it doesn't matter if it's 8 o'clock, or if it's 2 a.m, or if it's 3 in the afternoon. You call me if you need me. Because I'm not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. I can't exactly have a tight schedule to try and fit you in, so I'll do anything to calm you down. And if it means I find a way of getting that breathing and mantra combo to work out somehow, I'll do it. But yeah, it's good to see you smile. I know that we'll probably have to go back to that a few more times this week, but we've got something. And who knows, you might have to turn the tables and use it on me too. Goodness, I've had many meltdown for the past 2 days alone, and it's about silly things. Things that shouldn't matter. It just matters a bit more when you've not got other things to distract you. Like you being here. I miss you, baby. I know you miss me. What? That didn't mean anything. Don't know what you're talking about. So, now we've got you calmed down. How's your day been, baby?